Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello everyone, and welcome to the Nata PR School podcast, episode number 13. Today I wanted to talk about three things we can control, right? Who doesn't want control? I know it's something I've been looking for in my life for many years, up until I really understood that there are things that we can control, but there are three things that we can really control. The first one is what we say. The second one is what we do. And the third one is what we think. I really like the simplicity of these trio. But I'm telling you, having really a balance between these three things, what we say, what we do, and what we think, is easier said than done, as my mother would say. Because you know what? At the end of the day, we're all humans. And if we're tired, if we feel sad, if we're cold, sometimes, you know, some words slip out of our mouth and we might regret what we say sometimes, right? We're humans and it happens. We make mistakes. This is what it is. It's part of being human. But the good news is that we can train ourselves to choose the right word and choose the right thought. So then we can do what we want. We can do the right actions. And if you think about it, it's just like being an actor. This is what they do, comedians, actor. They train themselves to generate feelings, sadness, or they can almost cry sometimes at command. So if you think about it, they have to dig and find the thoughts that's going to put them in such a state. Sometimes they remember things. It's a souvenir. But this is, at the end of the day, it's something they think. Even if it's a souvenir in their past, it's something they're thinking about it. So if it's all related to what we think. This is a huge discovery in my life that I want to share with you today. Because I was able to change so many things of my life when I discovered that I could generate feelings with what I was thinking. And we have this amazing brain, our primitive brain, of course, that sometimes make us do things that we think we have no control over. But thank God we have this prefrontal brain, right, that really makes the decisions. So even if we feel sometimes our other brain lose control, it cannot do anything if our frontal says no. I'm not going to dig too much into this, but I wanted to just attract your attention on our brain, how it makes us walk, breed without even thinking. That's our primitive brain, obviously. So we don't need to think about it. We don't have to generate more thoughts or, you know, pay attention to it. We can sleep and we still breed. And thanks to this amazing brain that we all have. And why am I talking about these three things that we can control? What we say, what we think, and what we do. It's because it's extremely useful in public relations, as you can imagine. In a profession like ours, what we say, what we think, what we do, all of this is extremely important and crucial, depending to if we're talking to a journalist and we are representing a client, and sometimes it can be a very sensitive subject, and we have a message to give the media. So we are in the middle. We're middlemen. We're between our clients and an influencer or a journalist sometimes. And we want to make sure that the word we choose, how we think about our client too, when you realize that how you think make you generate a certain emotion and energy, right? It changes everything. Then people will listen to you better. They will be attracted to what we send them. We're humans, and humans are very sensitive to how we write an email, what information we put in it, how we can attract their attention. So these three things that we can control, what we say, what we think, and what we do, are extremely useful when we work in public relations, as we do. But one day, I really wanted to change what was happening in my life, especially those situations, repeated situation. I love to say to my younger employees that I have those statistics. Instead of telling them, according to my experience, young people don't like to hear that, right? I know when I was young, it's something I didn't want to hear anyone tell me what was their experience about something. This is why I'm always using these statistics. And it makes complete sense, because then we see a situation that repeats itself and we're like, according to my statistics, I think this is what's going to happen. If that person did this or said that, that's the result that's going to happen, right? Especially if we've seen it a few times. And I came to a point in my life where I really wanted to change something that I could see repeat itself all the time. And for the longest time, I thought it was because of, people around me, not me. I wasn't responsible on how they were reacting. And I'm talking about my employees, actually. So let me give you an example. An employee made a mistake. So I was thinking, I better talk to them right away. I'm a very assertive person when I talk, when I speak. And I didn't realize that it could hurt people. So my example is I have an employee who's making a mistake. And my first thought was, I better talk to them right away and tell them. And I was annoyed sometime because of that, because of the mistake. I'm sure you can relate to what I'm saying right now. Many of you, if you are owners, you own a company or you're a manager. So when people make mistakes, you think it's normal to be annoyed, right? And then what would happen? Then I would tell that employee right away in a very direct way what went wrong. And sometimes, very often, actually, the employee would react badly to my comment. And it would create like a heavy situation. And I kind of realized it was happening more with women. Men wouldn't react so strongly. They wouldn't like give a damn about, me telling them comments. As I say, I'm not, I never yell. I'm a very respectful person. I respect people and I treat them well. But, when I was annoyed, I can speak like this in a very masculine energy. This is what my coach, Chris Plackey, made me understood. And it's the same thing for many women, probably because if you have your own company and you're managing an enterprise, you have clients and you have these deadlines, probably, I don't know why, I still haven't found that answer. Why do women go in that masculine energy when they manage people or when they direct their own company? And that's another, probably I need more coaching, right? To find out. But what I find out is sometimes women, we go in this kind of energy that we call masculine. And women around us react, around me, I should say. That's I'm talking about my own experience. Maybe some of you will relate. But as a woman, being very precise and very energetic would sometimes hurt other women. For some reasons, women's working with other women's, if you go in your masculine energy, it's hurting the other woman around you. So it creates this heavy situation sometimes that I wanted to change, that I wanted to stop or not have as often as sometimes we had here at the office. So all this to say that was my situation, right? An employee making mistake. I was thinking I'd better talk with that employee right now. I was annoyed. So I don't beat around the bush and tell them directly what they did wrong. And the employee reacts badly to my comment. So I went to this model, actually. You see the situation and what I was thinking. I felt annoyed. And I decided, how do I want to feel next time an employee makes a mistake? And I decided to choose empathy emotion. And I wanted to be in that emotion instead of being annoyed. I thought, you know, it was because of them that I would feel annoyed. And my coach made me realize that I could choose the emotion instead of going to annoyed. Maybe I could choose another one. So I picked empathy. So same situation, an employee makes a mistake. And I chose to think, well, we all make mistakes. I'm going to ask this employee if they can think about a solution. Then I could feel empathy. Oh my God, this was such a big haha moment, like a big understanding that I could pick an emotion and find the thought that would generate this emotion. So my thought was, well, we all make mistakes. I could feel empathy. Then what would I do? I would ask questions. I would ask the employee how they propose to fix things, if they had any solutions, right? And the result would be, well, sometimes the employee would be a little surprised, but the employee would start looking for solutions. Maybe they had already a great solution for me, sometimes not, but you know, we could keep this harmony. So the harmony was quickly restored. What a change in my life. What a great revelation when I really understood that I could pick and choose my thoughts. So you see where I'm going with, we can control three things. I was talking about what we think, what we say, what we do. So now I know that I choose what I think. We always choose what we think. I choose what I think, but now I'm conscious of it. I choose what I think. My thoughts have an impact on what I say. My thoughts have an impact on what I do. So I'm really sharing with you something super simple. It's a very easy tool, something easy to understand. At first, it might seem a little complicated, but it's not really. And I've learned it through the Life Coach School founded by Brooke Castillo. She's the one who really put all this little model together. And if you want to know more, obviously, you can go listen. She has an amazing podcast. So now you understand why I'm also recording this podcast, this amazing tool where I can talk to all of you and hear about your comments too, and find out what you're looking for and how I can help you with your public relations. And I can talk about different things as well, different tools that I've discovered. And at the Life Coach School, actually, I learned so many things and I became big fan. I was already interested by coaching because I had a chance to work previously with some amazing coaches. So I knew when you found someone who's a good coach for you, you can really go faster, further. And it's so helpful when someone can help you understand what's happening in your brain, what you're thinking, and help you move forward, right? This is what, to me, this is what coaching is all about. Help us move forward faster. And at the Life Coach School, they have an approach that's very interesting. It's all about what you're thinking and find out what you think to change your emotion. And it's really your thought that will generate your result. All this to say that this tool can be used in public relations, obviously, in our daily lives. And I even became a coach. This is something I would have never thought possible. You would have told me 2 years ago that I would become a life coach. I would have started laughing. But I gained so much from, you know, listening to Brooke's podcast and becoming what she calls a scholar. She has an amazing online program where you would get so much if you want to improve your life in any ways, or improving in your business. It's a great, great school. And it kind of, what I love to say is I reduce my stress by 80%. Just doing the work on my own, like the self, what they call the self coaching. And why did I become a coach? Well, one day I wanted to register and go to one of their program. And if you weren't a coach, you weren't allowed. I'm like, what? These people don't want my money? What's happening? And then I thought of it further and I'm like, well, I gained so much just being a scholar. It could be maybe useful to become a coach and have those other tools to be able to help my employees, my clients and use this tool in anything I do at the agency. And this is, I became a coach. I'm a certified life coach from the Life Coach School, and I'm really proud of it. And you should start looking at what some of these coaches are doing out there. Some of them are just amazing. And we all dream of changing the world, but I'm telling you, they are changing the world. So if you want to be coached by me, if you're looking for a business coach, I'll be more than happy to work with you. If you want, you have a marketing program and you want to include PR in it, I'm there for you. So you can always reach out to me. And if you're not on our list, please get on our list, nadapr.com. This is the website. If you want to get in touch with me, it's nada@nadapr.com. We have an Instagram account, nadaprschool. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast. That's a little different from the previous one. So, but we'll keep talking about PR. PR is always there. It's going to be always in all the podcasts that we have. And everything is in everything, right? Tout est dans tout, as we say in French. So thank you so much for listening, and à la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to nadapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nada PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nada@nadapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine!